opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On second down, they will run it and run it. They will to Sanders. Big run. He's still on his feet. Miles Sanders. It's a foot race to the 30. Can he go all the way? The answer is yes. 82-yard touchdown.
We will ask about the Cowboys running backs in just one moment. But first, the executives, the coaches, the scouts, perhaps Corey as well. They ranked the NFL's top running backs for 2025. Guys, tell me, in order, your top three running backs in all of football.
In my opinion, I mean, Derrick Henry is there. Saquon Barkley's there. And I'm probably going to go with Bijan.
I could see that. What would your order be then?
Probably Saquon and then Derrick Henry and then Bijan.
Okay.
Now, I definitely could throw Jahmyr Gibbs in that conversation. It's just that he splits so much time.
Yeah.
I guess Bijan does too. Because Bijan has had a couple of different backs in that backfield that have kind of, you know, been utilized the same way. But Jahmyr Gibbs, like, he just seems like he's the explosive Reggie Bush. Was it Lindell White back in the day? It just seems like that's the combination. Him and David Montgomery. If you're going to score a touchdown, it's probably going to be from 20 plus out.
Yeah.
And David, if you're going to score a touchdown, it's going to be within 3 yards. And that just kind of is the feeling with those. So I would say those are my top four, but I would still probably have Bijan above Jahmyr right now.
Alec, who'd be your top three NFL running backs?
I would go Saquon, Derrick Henry, and then Jahmyr Gibbs in that order.
Okay, so that's the way it played out for the executives, but there is an interesting note in there to your selection, Corey. So Saquon Barkley, number one, the lowest anybody had him ranked was second, which...
I mean, he put together an MVP-type season.
Unbelievable.
He won the Super Bowl. He was already well-respected as one of the best running backs in the league when he was on the terrible Giants.
Yes.
And then he goes to a good football team, and they win. So, and then he also had the highlight of the year, maybe of a career.
And some of these votes, like, I don't have an issue with, like, the way they put it all together. I think it's really well done, and I appreciate that ESPN does this. But I'm going to go ahead and... Derrick Henry is second. Jahmyr Gibbs is third. Bijan Robinson is fourth. Here's what I wanted to touch on with Bijan Robinson. He was one of only three running backs to get at least one first place vote. Saquon got first place votes. So did Derrick Henry. So did Bijan Robinson. But at least one person did not rank Bijan Robinson in the top 10 of running backs. Coming off a season in which he had 1,456 yards rushing and 14 touchdowns, there's somebody who said...
He's a Tampa writer.
If you don't want to say he's top five, I feel like reasonable people could have that discussion. I would have him. I think I would also have him at three. But I would listen to that conversation. Like, if you think Christian McCaffrey's coming back and he's going to take over. And, like, I get that. But, like, you don't have him in the top 10? What?
That doesn't make any sense at all.
I hate it.
I don't know. And I don't know. I would love to see that person's entire list.
Me too.
So that I can destroy it.
Okay. Not for constructive criticism. You'd be like, here are all the reasons that you're dumb. I
found
six.
Throw it in the ocean and the hope it melts and then bring it back and then rebuild it and then destroy it again.
Christian McCaffrey. I like it. That's a man who's focused.
Mm-hmm.
Christian McCaffrey is fifth. Josh Jacobs is sixth. Jonathan Taylor is seventh. I know there's some people who are hoping for big things from Jonathan Taylor this season. James Cook is eighth. Joe Mixon is ninth. And Alvin Kamara, baseball superstar, we might get to that later, is number 10 on the list.
Good question from the 3-2-1. Where's Frank Gore?
His
senior, that is. I'm sure he's still working on his all-time numbers, though.
No, that's fair. You will be shocked to know.
I'm surprised I don't hear A-Chan's name.
So A-Chan is 13 on this list. They have a group of five honorable mentions and then six other players who got votes. So A-Chan is 13. You might be surprised to know Zeke's not in there, Frank Gore is not in there, and neither are Jamonte Williams or Miles Sanders.
Hold on. How can Zeke not be on this list? Him and Derrick Henry came out at pretty much the same time.
Yeah, what a shocking difference they are.
Okay, I you said Breece Hall.
Breece Hall is 14.
Okay, I understand those. Achan just seemed to have popped a little bit, but I guess because last year he had to carry more of the load. Like Mostert got hurt, and it was more.
Then, it's still only 900 yards. Like,
yeah.
So I think this season could be it. And then obviously this is a huge season for Breece Hall as well to kind of reestablish his value. And
Aaron Jones like being not on the list too kind of throws me off because I'm just used to him being like 8 or 9.
Is there
most
opening day at this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Times.
Okay, so let me go through.
Maybe even six.
Okay, let me go 6 through 10. Tell me if there's anybody you would bump for anybody else. So Josh Jacobs, Jonathan Taylor, James Cook, Joe Mixon, and Alvin Kamara. No. Okay.
No, I might bump McCaffrey because he wasn't around much last year.
Yeah.
I honestly don't know how healthy he's going to be this year and how much that could be debilitating to him in his future. But Kamara's still a dangerous running back, very dangerous running back. And all the other guys you listed on that, either Jacobs had a great season.
Like he did.
He was really good again this year. And Jonathan Taylor, like, I think there's still a lot of projection with him and hope that he turns back into what we expected.
Sure.
And he's still good. And Felix Jones, I'm sorry. Somebody said Felix Jones. Where does he rank?
James Cook
had a great year this year, too. So that's a good top 10 list.
So, like, with McCaffrey, the highest ranking was 3 and the lowest was unranked. I get that because I can see how you'd be like, oh, no, he'll be pretty much back and I'm only going to put him behind the main two versus I don't think he's going to be healthy at all, and so I'm not putting him up on that list.
The interesting thing, let's see, Barkley, Gibbs, Bijan, and McCaffrey, Jacob. Most of these running backs are all pretty good receivers, too, especially in that top five. Jahmyr Gibbs is a good receiver as well. Derrick Henry is the only one that's not like the best receiver out of the bunch. He is a running back. You give him the ball, you give him a takeoff, and he is gone. And it's just interesting that like most, you're looking for a McCaffrey type. Most people are looking for a dude that you can throw the ball out of the backfield and he gets explosive plays. He can find a seam when he gets the ball in between the tackles, or he can make his way outside of the tackles, explode. Most of those guys, that's what it's turning to. Used to be, you got a Ricky Waters and you were lucky. You got a Roger Craig and you were lucky. You get an Emmitt Smith is what you were pretty much getting back in the day. Yeah. Now you're trying to find guys that can do it all.
Now, as we established, I know you guys are stunned, shocked, whatever the biggest word is to describe it, that Miles Sanders and Javonte Williams aren't on this list. So as we transition into more Cowboys questions that matter as we wait for training camp, I know I set it up sarcastically, but this is a serious question. Which running back or running backs do you think will emerge for this team?
For this team? I think Jaden Blue is going to have two amazing plays this year.
Okay.
I think he's going to have two runs that you're just like, oh my gosh.
Right.
And then Kevin's going to tell you why all the other runs aren't good enough. I think you're going to be like, hey, those were two really awesome runs. Yeah. But let's look at the efficiency for the rest of them. And I think you're
going to. That does kind of sound like.
I think you're going to look back and be like, dadgum. They were really good runs. And if you can get more of those, you're going to be like, wow. So I think he's going to have two really big explosive runs. I hope they can fix whatever was his problem with holding on to the ball. If they do that, this could be a lot more fun. And Javonte Williams is going to.
I'm sorry. I want to stick with Blue for just 1 second if we can. Is that a bigger concern to you than like maybe his overall efficiency? Like I'm saying he runs for 1 yard, 1 yard, 15 yards. Obviously, average wise.
First fumble, everybody that is a Texas fan is going to be like, see, we told you.
Okay.
You know, or an A&M fan.
Yeah.
Anybody that didn't like the pick or anything, they're going to point to the fumble as the first time. But I think the speed is there. And that's something that this team desperately needs is speed. They did not have enough of it last year, for sure.
And for the person asking about Deuce Vaughn, look, if you just look at the numbers right now, and this could change, but don't you go into training camp kind of thinking, I don't know if he makes the roster, right?
At the moment, yes.
Yeah, that's probably. Alec, do you have a strong thought or opinion about which running back or backs could emerge from the Cowboys grouping?
I think it'll end up being Miles Sanders. I want it to be Jaden Blue. Saw him at the card show on Saturday. He was actually at the same table as me looking at some NFL cards.
Look at y'all.
But he's a great dude.
Did you kind of want to get into like a, not a bidding war, but like, did you kind of want to be like, I'll do this.
Run up the price on him just because I can't know. Because then I would do something stupid and be like, well, I can't afford that. He's got NFL money. I don't. But
he's got fifth round NFL money.
That's a lot more money than me still. It doesn't matter. He could be seventh. He could probably be undrafted and still have more money than me because of brand deals and whatnot. But I hope it's him. But I think it is going to be one of the veteran guys you brought in. And I think it's going to be Miles Sanders just based on some of the stuff we heard out of OTAs, you know, whenever people are saying Javonte's back to, you know, pre-ACL form, but Miles Sanders still looked like the best out there. And I know it's just t-shirts and helmets. I'm going to lean that way until training camp proves me wrong.
If Javonte can make a cut, he's going to be a great running back.
On the field versus.
Yeah. If he can make a cut when he gets the ball, because last year watching him, it was straight line. Straight line. And if there was anything else, that was it for him. If he can make a cut, which was something he could do before the injury, then he's going to be a very good running back for the Cowboys.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.